Holy smokes. Grab your sunscreen, everybody. We're about to bring the heat. Throw It in the Ocean podcast is back. Yost, how we doing?
Doing pretty good, man. There's three, you know, I've been thinking about this. There's three hard things for pretty much everybody to say in life, you know, and admitting when you're wrong and talking about loss and also Worcestershire sauce.
I actually don't know how you're supposed to say that. Worcestershire.
I think it's Worcestershire. I think it literally is just war and then you just go shishir.
Yeah, I think so too. Just I think you just have to pretend like you know how to say it and then you can say it.
Right. I think if you say it with confidence, you can say it any way you want.
I agree.
I think the
that goes with everything for everything.
I think the worst way to say it is Worcestershire.
Yeah, I think so.
It's too much. It's too much.
I think so too.
Yeah, we're back, dog. It's a nice summer day.
Yeah, it's good to be back. Good to be back. Todd here, Yost out there, obviously. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about because we are a little behind on our weekly scheduled podcast. So I hope, I think today is going to be just a smattering of randomness that I'm looking forward to get into.
Yeah.
Did I say that right? Looking forward to getting into? I don't know what I said.
Yeah, smatter. Smatter covers it all.
Yeah.
yeah, we're kind of, it's summer, dog. We're kind of lazy. Sunday came and went, and like I don't even think we just acknowledged that it was a podcast day. We were just like, yeah, whatever. Let's just do something different, which is fine. Who cares? The millions of people that are listening, they understand. We got them yearning for more. Is what I say.
Right. Yeah, got to tease it, right?
Yeah.
So
I was going to say real quick if my room is echoey, I got the staff working on soundproofing a new room. For the new podcast studio at the Yost Mansion. So I'm in a different setup, but if it's a little echoey, I apologize. So.
Yeah, I notice it. Maybe our listeners won't, but it doesn't bother me. So
yeah.
Speaking of my intro, getting your sunscreen, we're going to get into this because it has been warm for early June. But real quick, got to give the shout out to today's podcast sponsor, Yost.
Okay.
All right. Today's episode is brought to you by Stumpy's. Your go-to for discounted muffin bottoms.
That's a good one. I like that one. Good old Seinfeld. I've been watching Seinfeld recently again.
That's the best.
So we have YouTube TV. Shout out to YouTube TV. And it's like an unlimited DVR. And so I just like was watching Seinfeld the other day and I was like, oh, I'm going to add it to my DVR. And then it'll record any episode that ever pops up, you know, like how a DVR works. And it plays all the time that I've done. This is like 3 days ago and I'm almost got the whole collection recorded. So
nice.
Yeah. Dude, I've been,
it's one of those series that I bought the whole like box set, except now the only DVD player I really have or Blu-ray is a PS4.
Yeah. I have a whole set also. This week's been weird. You know, jumping right into it. Cause I'm officially, last week I was on Thursday. I was kind of officially on summer break, but this is like the first full week of me being stay-at-home dad and then summer break, and all I've done, Todd, is watch really random TV shows and like watched all of them. So we're not really cooking with kerosene yet over here in the Yost Mansion. We're easing into summer, as some would say.
Give me an example of a random TV show.
So TV show on TLC, no, not TLC, Bravo, called Below Deck Mediterranean. Mm-hmm. And it's basically it's a reality TV show that follows the yacht crew of a, you know, $60 million yacht. And people charter it for a couple days and then they rinse and repeat. And it's like a 6 week season. So you just follow the drama behind the scenes and all that kind of cool stuff of a yacht that hangs out in the Mediterranean.
Would it be you just tell me and I'll know everything I need to know. Would that be a fun job?
Absolutely. Like,
okay.
So it's interesting. Cause like there's the hierarchy system. Like the captain is the, you know, over everybody. And then you got like, you know, first mate and all that stuff, all the way down to like your third rank, either deckhand or steward, as they call them. So either you're inside the boat working on like cabins and food service and stuff like that, where you're on the outside of the boat doing like the water sports, the getting the dinghies ready to go out into the beaches and stuff like that. I think the deck crew would be actually pretty tough as nails.
Hmm.
I wouldn't want to be like service and like, you know, being entertaining, but to be the guy that's like, hey, the millionaires are waking up at noon. They want to go use the jet skis around the yacht. You open up your little dock that's on the yacht, and then so that's pretty cool.
Speaking of, like, how cool would it be to have like a $40 million yacht or more? Like, it could be as expensive as you want. Now there's several $100 million yachts, but
now we're transitioning into what else I've been watching, Todd. I've been going on yacht and RV tours on YouTube for days now.
Oh,
like, you know, $60 million yachts, $2.5 million RVs. Dude, I've seen it all, Todd. I've seen it literally all. So
I gotta know. So my folks had a really nice, like RV motorhome.
Yeah. Did your AC just kick on?
Yeah, it did. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Is it bad? I can turn it off.
No, I just heard it.
They had a nice motorhome, but I have a feeling that at a certain level of motorhome, like, I don't know how you go from, I don't know what the number is, 300 to 500,000 to 2 million. Like, how can you get that much better?
Honestly, I think most of the money, and I don't know an answer, but this is from what I've seen, most of the money is going into quality of the interior. Mm. So the flooring of a $300,000 RV might be a nice hardwood or something, but the flooring of a nice $2 million one is like heated tiles.
Like the one that my folks had was heated marble.
Okay, so heated marble. So there, yeah. So then the next thing is like the countertops, the quality of the sofas and the chairs. And some of these $2.5 million ones are, you know, you get a full-size generator that could power, you know, 10 houses on the block, and it comes in this little compartment that absolutely silences it. So, like, you don't even hear it running when you're, like, using it. And then, like, camera technology, king-size beds, full-size bathrooms, washer and dryer on there. Like, it's just, it's like the little details, you know?
I suppose.
They make them so easy to drive now. Because, like, both sets of wheels, front and back, turn.
Yeah, I've heard about four-wheel steer.
Yeah, you could whip that thing into nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
I think if I ever get to the point where we want to have a sort of glamping adventure instead of, like, a tent or a cabin, like, where we want to sleep in a camper or something, I think I'm going full RV, though. Because I don't really want to deal with towing something. And why not just live, like, your whole thing is just inside, you know, you're driving your house.
I mean, it's pretty appealing. I mean, I don't disagree with you at all.
The funny part was, and, you know, it's pretty obvious that it would be this bad, but that, like, $2 million one RV that I was looking at had it was like 7 miles of the gallon, but because the tank is so big, it can go like 850 miles on one tank. So
just costs like $1,000 to fill it up.
Well, the one guy said, like, if you don't, you can't, you have to go to a truck stop and pull into one of the truck stop, like, pumps.
Oh,
you can't just pull into a regular gas station and throw diesel in it, because it, like, it caps out, you know, like, they have to cut it off at a certain amount, and then you'd have to drive around to another pump and do it. So you have to, like, go to a to an actual, like, truck stop.
That makes truck sense.
Fill up. Yeah. So yeah, I've been all over the internet. I've been watching how to build decks. I've been checking RVs, yachts. I've been watching yacht crews. I've been watching Bar Rescue. I've been watching Restaurant Impossible. Dude, I'm in the world of TV right now. So, and the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, I've been keeping an eye on the NBA playoffs. I haven't been watching much. So in my world,
go ahead. And Euros just started today.
I just saw that. Got an ESPN alert.
Yeah. So shout out to Team America for not winning that. They might, so, I guess.
Yeah, well, they might. Nah, you got it. That's why we play the game.
True.
So in my world lately, I have been spending absolutely as much time as I can in the mornings, in the evenings, you know, Friday afternoons or weekends outside. Like, it has been unusually warm, like I wanted to talk about. It's been in the mid and upper 80s here, which for early June is pretty dang hot. I know it's probably been hotter up there, but we're looking at mid 90s next week, which is kind of unheard of any time of year. So I have not been watching much TV. I'm kind of bouncing around here, but I've been riding my Echo bike. I moved it to the garage. Been doing a lot of walks, working on my golf game, practicing, yard work, all that stuff, man. It's been crazy. So been closing my Apple Watch rings like nothing.
I know. I have to sit here all day while I'm laying on the couch watching you and Jim just completing workouts all damn day long. That's fine, though. I'll get over it. I'll get off the couch one of these days.
I mean, you got a grace period where you rolled out of school and you're just like, okay, now it's time to enjoy summer.
My grace period has been like the last 25 years. I'm just easing into it. Which, let's get a little insight into something that's happening this month. So I'd gotten that new pellet grill, and it was pretty much like a Father's Day gift. And so one of the things that came along with it, and we've dabbled on this on old episodes, is I'm a tattoo guy. And by no means does that mean I have a bunch of tattoos. I have one, and I really want a ton more. And they're expensive. So Carly had, you know, months ago had looked into our finances and noticed that we spend a lot of, okay, not we, I spend a lot of money on fast food. So yep. One of the things was that by buying the grill, I had to try and go 30 days without eating out or eating fast food in this case.
So we're on June 11th. Yes. Is the streak alive?
The streak is thriving.
Good.
Now we have gone out to eat, but like restaurants, like we're sitting down, and I did make one rule where if somebody was buying the group fast food, it was fine as long as I wasn't buying. Right. So that's only happened once though. So we're 11 days in. And so here's how this worked is I told myself, if I go 30 days without eating fast food, the money that I save, right, I'm going to use to get a tattoo, with the idea of also being in that 30 days of not eating fast food, hopefully I'll drop some LBs. We'll get to that in a second. So I've been keeping track because I can't every single time I resist fast food, I can't transfer money in my account. That's like every bank ever. Like you only get a certain amount of transfers into a savings account. So I've been keeping a log on my notes, and we are 11 days in. And roughly $350.
$30 a day.
Pretty much, yeah.
And because, fast.
Because the way I look at it is like one morning I was like, oh man, I really want some breakfast burritos. Taco John's breakfast burritos. And I thought to myself, hey, it's day one. It's 20 seconds into the morning. Let's not start that way.
You so dream about it.
Yeah. I resisted temptation. I had a bagel at home. And so in there, I put breakfast $10 because that's pretty much how much I spend on breakfast. There's times on lunch where I put 25 because dog, I'm spending $25.
Yeah.
So I'm keeping track and then we'll transfer it at the end. And by the end, I'll have enough to tattoo my whole body, Carly's whole body, and your whole body. So
no kidding. You should just get yourself like, well, you can go withdraw like 300 a day on your ATM, but just pay yourself cash, put it, you know what I mean? Put it in a safe or put it wherever. But
well, here's the thing though. Now this is where my devious side comes out, Todd. And I haven't done this because I'm literally at home all day long. So I'm not like venturing around town. If I literally can't get fast food because Carly can see, which is part of the process. Like I want to be held accountable. So if I have cash, Todd, I'm spending that cash because nobody can keep track of what I'm eating then.
I've got a solution for you.
Okay.
Just go out and slash your tires. So you can't leave.
So I can't leave at all. So here's the thing though, is like I left Monday. I took the baby out for a walk. She's walking already 3 months now. Took her out for a walk and I grabbed an iced coffee on the way. And I thought to myself, like, yo, dog, is this cheating? And I was like, if it gets out of hand, we'll look into it. It's not as bad as the every single day eating fast food. And the biggest thing is like now if I want to go get fast food in town, like I've got to load up the baby. I can't just be like, hey, hold on real quick and then just drive into town.
Yeah.
And it helps too that like it was so easy to get because every single day the school is right next to fast food restaurants. So
yeah, that's not yeah. It's enabling.
Yeah, they need to move the high school for me. So, and then obviously, like, the other side of it is like, oh man, the possibility of weight loss. And I was actually cruising, Todd, you know, knock off a few here, knock off a few there. Woke up this morning, gained it all back. I'm so pissed. It like sent me in a funk the rest of the day, to be honest. Hmm. And I'm like, it's not like I'm like, oh, screw it. And just like, I'm done with it. But it's like, it's frustrating for sure. So
can't. We'll see. Yeah. I mean, you have to look at it over like weeks, not, you know what I'm saying? If you go down into like the day level, it doesn't.
I weigh myself every 30 minutes, so yeah, just to see if anything's changing.
Man, what did I do in the last hour?
I actually was like that at one point in my life. I don't know if you remember that one time when I lost like 1 million pounds.
Yeah,
I was like weighing myself like 3 times a day. I got very obsessed with the number on the scale, so don't recommend that for people.
No, definitely not.
But now that we're on the topic of fast food, Todd had wrote something that piqued my interest.
And, yes.
So Todd wrote on here. Let me find it. Todd had wrote on here a Taco Bell offering that he is interested in but can't/won't get. And I already know what it is, and you should absolutely not get it.
What do you think it is?
The Naked Chicken Chalupa.
It is.
Yeah. First off, it's not naked. That thing is deep fried.
No, it's breaded for sure.
Yeah. And it's not good. So.
Well, here's the other thing.
Yeah.
When I wrote this down, I had this, this is why I wanted to talk about it. I had this overwhelming realization that there's no Taco Bell here. We are literally in the home of where Taco John's born.
So Taco John's is strong arming everybody.
Yeah. So I had and I was like, I can't, even if I wanted it, I'd have to literally leave town, and I'm not going to Taco Bell if I leave town.
No way.
So here, this is what happened. So I was like, I got to fact check myself. Yeah. There is one.
There's two.
Oh, there's two?
Yeah.
The one that I thought there was on Del Range is it's in the shade of Shady. That's how shady it is.
Oh yeah. That's a scary part of town.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's another one on Lincoln Way though.
Hmm. Oh so. Yeah. I think there is. I never go down there. So that's probably why I didn't know that one existed.
Hey,
I don't know why they'd put one here though, to be honest with you.
Well, yeah. I mean, Taco John's is running the show down there. So just let them have their glory. Go over to Laramie, get yourself some Taco Bell.
That's like, I'm trying to think of a good analogy. That'd be like, I can't think of anything. I'm brain dead. I was trying to think of like Elon Musk, but then I was like, well, Bezos is like Seattle. It'd be like somebody, it'd be like Amazon competitor moving into Seattle and being like, right. Yeah, bring it. I don't know.
Yeah. It'd be like Walmart or Kmart moving in on Walmart. I don't know.
Yeah.
Either way, anyways. Bezos is going to space. So
he's not going.
He's going.
He says he's going.
He's going, dude. What else has he got to do?
I'll wager you some dollar bills that he does not go. At least when he says he's going to go.
I wager you one Bitcoin. Which at this point isn't a good thing.
What's it at now? It's still like 30 grand.
I thought it went down recently after all that stuff, after the government like seized all that stuff.
It went down. I think it's still like 30 though.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'll bet you a Bitcoin.
I'll bet you a fraction of a Bitcoin.
Actually, what I'll bet you is a fully cooked brisket. Because that's my next venture, as I'm going to cook a brisket, and I'm nervous about it. So
I don't know how I can pay that off, but I will bet you that. We'll bet a brisket.
Bet a full-size brisket with burn ends.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because what did he say? He said like 2022?
Yeah.
I read the article.
He's got enough money, dude. He can do it. He could literally like do anything. Not any, well, he probably has done anything.
Wait, hold on. Time out. No, yeah. He says he's going on July 20th this year. He's not going on July 20th.
Yeah, dude. There's still seats open on that. I guarantee it.
I'm going to say it right now. Even if that thing takes off that day and Bezos is reportedly on that flight, Bezos ain't on that flight. They got to look alike.
I don't know. We'll see. Put a brisket on it. Oh, man. Yeah, so last week was like the last official school was over already, and it was like 1 week of teacher in service, Tuesday through Thursday. And I actually got to go to Sioux Falls with another teacher for a mentor teacher conference thing for a couple days. And do you go to conferences much, Todd?
Yeah, quite a bit.
Like, what do you guys do there?
You depends on this. Yeah, it depends on if it's like a training or if it's a networking or, you know, kind of if it's internal or external.
Right.
But generally sit in a few sessions. Most of the time, though, I'm just trying to, you know, network and catch up with people that I don't get to see very often and that kind of thing. There are some, though, that I have to sit in to get credits because I have to have continuing education for my license. But those ones are super boring.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of conferences. And here's why this one triggered me off the planet. I had to do it. And the mentor program itself was great. But like, I don't know if it was the mentor program or the fact that the guy that was my mentor for first year teachers and stuff is somebody I've known already for a long time and have a good relationship with. I don't think if there was a mentor program in place or not, like, we still would have talked every day and, you know, done all that stuff. But here's where I like kind of lost a little bit was it's a teaching conference and the people presenting weren't good at teaching it. You know what I mean? There's a few good speakers and actually there's a few that I actually learned a lot from, but there were some that were absolutely awful. And it's like, you do this for a living and now like it's awful. And maybe it's because it's the end of the year and they're just like, I'm just here so I don't get fined, you know, and just walking through these presentations. But like there was two keynote speakers. One was a South Dakota student or the teacher of the year, which whatever, that's a popularity contest. Like it doesn't even, all that stuff I'm pretty sure doesn't even matter if you're good or not. And then there was this guy, Hamish Brewer. He's a principal.
That's a hell of a name.
Yeah. He's from New Zealand. And he's a principal that has like one of the toughest school districts in the state. I'm assuming if maybe that side of the country, lowest scores, lowest funding, like toughest kids, all that stuff. And he's like tattooed and he's a skater and he's really loud in your face, all that stuff. And he's like turned his school around. He was great. He was actually a really good speaker. But yeah, I'm not a fan of teacher conferences. And the other side of it is, yeah, it's a networking place as well. You can meet new people, you know, all that stuff. But the other side of it is it's literally because it's the end of the school year and it's in Sioux Falls and the school's paying for the hotel room. If there's a bar within 15 miles of this conference, teachers are shutting it down because they're just looking for a reason to like unwind.
Generally, that's what happens at conferences. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just like most of the people weren't paying attention. They just wanted to go and get a little naughty, you know? So I got naughty by ordering room service pizza at like midnight one night. So, but it wasn't, it was weird. I just didn't take much from it. I was glad I was there instead of doing the in-service that was here in Spearfish. But it just was no value behind it. I feel like going and sitting in a hour long presentation on how to build relationships with kids. It's like, dog, if you're not trying to do that stuff already, you shouldn't be here.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just like bitter because like, I don't think I know everything about teaching, but like, I also have a hard time hearing other people that think they know everything about teaching.
Yeah, for sure.
Like if I sit down with Mark Cuban and he helps me with my finances, he's an expert in that field, I feel like. You know what I mean? That's great. I can learn a lot from that. But if I'm going to sit down and just from the guy next door and he's going to teach me how to, you know, paint my garage. I'm just like, nah, dog, I want an expert.
You're just like, why? Yeah. Why are these people talking to me credible, pretty much?
Yeah. I need like hard certifications and credibility, you know?
I go to a lot of conferences, so I kind of know what to expect and generally how they go. So if it's a conference that's just specific to Wyoming, they're going to be a lot like that. Maybe you get one person that's actually worth listening to. But if I go to like a national conference or something like that, a lot of times they're paying people to come talk because they're literally the expert in whatever they're talking about. You know what I mean? So they're a little different.
And I've been to coaching conferences where it's a small town coach from Wyoming that's doing a speech on, you know, 2-3 zone. And I'm like, I'm going to go check it out because it's basketball. And it's a guy who's been coaching in Wyoming for 30 some years. And you're like, okay. And you do get some insight from it. But then when it's like a guy who's like, hey, I'm going to teach you how to build a culture of your program. I've been coaching for 3 years. It's like, come on, dog. I'm good. So,
yeah.
But either way, it was a cool little trip. It was like a mini vacay. Just nice to do something different for the end of the year. I had to completely clean out my old room. I'm getting moved to a new room for next year and all that stuff. So that was kind of annoying to deal with, but I shut it down, dude. I'm full on dad mode right now. So
nice. How long were you there in Sioux Falls?
2 days.
Oh, that's pretty quick. Yeah. I've been to a couple, like 3 or 4 day long. You're in a place and there's like 3 days of training or something. And
yeah,
usually the first day's fine, but by the end of it, I'm just tired. And you just, cause everybody stays out way too late. And then you're a zombie the next day. And yeah.
Yeah. Well, in the first night we were there, we stayed at this pretty nice hotel with a great sports bar in it and a huge like water park and stuff like that. At like 2 a.m, a literal world star hip hop video fight broke out in front of my room. Like I thought I like woke up and grabbed the remote to turn the TV off because I thought I left the TV on. No, there's just like a full on freaking scuffle going on outside my window.
What the
for
heck?
Like 3 hours. Speaking That's of that, wild. What do you do when you go to a hotel? Like, do you leave the TV on at night? Do you, when you sleep, do you, you know, what do you do? You
the TV
just like sleep in the dark?
Well, it depends. Like if I'm at a conference and it's my room for 3 days, I'll go in there, set up my computer. You know, if I got some time, I'll kick on SportsCenter or something. And then, yeah, that TV usually doesn't go off until I turn sleep timer on. And then the next day I turn it on in the morning. And I won't leave it on like all day, but several hours. Like that way when I come back, I'm like, oh, what's going on in the world? You know what I mean? And I never get maid service. Don't need it.
Yeah. I don't ever need it either.
So
I usually turn on SportsCenter. But a lot of times, like when I'm going to bed, cause I leave it running 24 hours a day. It's not my electric bill. I don't give a hoot. I'll leave it on all day long and all night long. But before I go to bed, you have to be careful what channel you leave it on. Cause you could wake up in the middle of the night to some wild shit on the TV that like scares the stuffing out of you. So like, I know SportsCenter or ESPN is always a pretty safe bet. But sometimes like I've even left like Cartoon Network on like all night long and I wake up and it's like some psychedelic trippy cartoon that's on and I'm like, okay, what's happening? I never feel unsafe in a hotel room. So like sometimes I'll watch like a scary movie while I'm in there, but you know, I try to keep it pretty light. And I watch a lot of stuff on my phone.
Yeah, that's actually the most frustrating thing ever. If you go to a hotel and their Wi-Fi sucks and you have bad cell service, you're just like, well, I guess I'm just a prisoner.
Yeah, I guess I'm just going to die in this room. Yeah, that does suck. I actually hate that a lot. So that was my dude. I've literally done nothing. Like that teacher conference was kind of my thing for the last 2 weeks. And other than that, like we've got open gym going off, but like, yeah. And I've thought about this. So last summer, our first summer in the house, also my first summer getting teacher paychecks over the summer and the whole COVID thing. I don't know if you heard about that was going on last summer.
Yep.
And so I didn't do anything last summer. I specifically, my goal was to take one nap every day during summer. I'd walk down to the basement where it was nice and cool. I'd climb on the couch with a blanket because nothing hits harder than wearing a blanket in the summer. and I'd put on something on TV and I'd fall asleep every single day. And then I'd go cook outside, go do some yard work here and there. I did absolutely nothing. And now here I am staying at home, taking care of a small child, which is fine. And I'm also really doing nothing. It makes me feel absolutely horrible about how little I did last summer. I had all this time in the world to do stuff. And I literally just took naps.
That's true. And,
I mean, we went to Cheyenne. That's pretty much it. So,
yeah.
Oh, well, you know, yeah. You live and you learn, and then you get loves. So, and next summer is going to be even crazier because then she's going to be walking and talking and I got to be entertaining all day long. And, you know, this will be,
but it'll be wild.
It's gonna be wild. We're gonna do a lot of cool stuff though. I also gotta I gotta get in shape. I'm tired, Todd. I'm tired.
I was thinking about this with being more active and being outside, that I've been trying to do a lot more of, and it goes in waves. I mean, obviously, if you get a bad night's sleep or something, you know, I had a long day on Tuesday and get back to 11:30 at night, but I noticed I don't know. I just noticed how little energy I've had over the last 8 months on and off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just feel like if I just got to get back to it, got to get back in constant movement. And it's just like, you can get so much more done. I just feel so much better. You know what I mean? It's almost like you're a different person.
You ever think about going to getting the old T levels checked?
Thought about it before. I'm pretty sure. So I'm going to float this theory to you. Speaking of COVID. We've talked about, I think I had it in February before the whole world shut down. Pretty confident. Obviously could never really got a test because by the time that was widely available, it would have been a little too late. So, But then I made it through most of the year and then Brandy tested positive with no symptoms. Oh, when was that? A few months ago, right? 2 months ago or something.
Yeah.
So there's no way I didn't get it again, right? We lived together. We didn't, you know, slept in the same bed.
Yeah.
Whatever. So I'm pretty sure I've had it at least once, if not twice. And I do think it's wiped me out energy wise.
Yeah.
I think there's I remember having a huge lull coming out of that one in February and struggling to feel like I could move without just instantly being out of breath or being in, you know, in having body inflammation and kind of just being achy and I don't know, uncomfortable. And I even noticed because I track my, I don't know if I talked about this on the pod, but I track my echo bike rides and I could see the level of my, you know, 30 minute rides, the outputs go down and it's taken a couple weeks for that to come back to be where I was before. It's pretty weird.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's another thing I guess that I've probably had to deal with, but
yeah,
who knows? I think I'm through it.
I'm ready to just start knocking back testosterone like it's candy. Just see what happens. Maybe I'll grow another 6 feet.
I bet you there's benefits. I know there's benefits to it. But the problem is then you have to do it forever.
Well, forever. I mean, what? I got another 20 years of me.
It's a shitload of time.
It is. But I don't know. I drink water every day. I can take testosterone every day.
Yeah.
Especially if you see benefit from it, I feel like it would just be easy.
Maybe. I don't know if it's expensive either. That was the other thought.
Go get a prescription, you know, get the stuff that you just rub in your hair when you're in the shower. And just next thing you know, you're just ripping the shower curtain down. Just I'm ready to remodel the bathroom. Yeah. I don't know.
What do you think the age is? I mean, 34, 35.
We're 40s about to be for sure. It's got to be 40s.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's all it's all driven by lifestyle. So obviously the fast food, the fast food and stuff is probably got yours down, but you're right. I think it is probably late 30s or 40s when your body stops producing as much.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
I've been thinking about it for sure though. Just I'm not too afraid to admit I need a little boost, you know,
let's get our on-call podcast doctor, ring him in.
Jim, Dr. Jim. Yeah, I might look into it, and I'll let you know. And when and next thing you know, when I'm like, Todd, I'm going to run over to Cheyenne real quick, and you know, I'll be there in a few. And you, I just literally run to Cheyenne. You're like, testosterone must be working, huh?
No joke.
Man, you have no idea the amount of times I've talked with kids about like just grabbing, like loading up in a car, and we all just go to Cheyenne for Chick-fil-A, hang out for a little bit, and then come back. So I think there's one closer. Actually, no, it's probably not closer. It's probably about the same in Aberdeen, South Dakota. So,
but Aberdeen. Go
no. I think it's the home. I think it's the home of USD.
Oh, that sounds right.
Yeah, University of San Diego. Speaking of that, whenever you go to look up SDSU online, like I have to do it a lot for like classes and scholarships and stuff, like it SDSU, San Diego State, Mountain West Conference, best conference of them all. That one dominates South Dakota State. Like you, when you type in SDSU, it takes you to South Dakota or San Diego State. And I just wonder, like, clearly they got their website first, so that's gonna suck a little bit at being South Dakota State, not being able to have SDSU.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, I don't know where that came from, but Todd, do you like donuts?
Occasionally.
Okay. What about French toast?
Meh. Better than a pancake, but meh.
What about a waffle?
I'm okay with a waffle every once in a while.
Okay. What about a Snickers bar?
I mean, it'd be my choice of a candy bar. Right.
So if you were to walk into work one morning, let's say you're just a guy who likes donuts. If you were to walk into work in the morning and you're double fisting two donuts, nobody's probably going to really even say anything. But if you walk into work in the morning double fisting two Snickers, you're going to get a lot of crap for it.
Yeah, that's true.
Which blows my mind because I've done this myself, not double fisting Snickers before lunch. That's insane. But the stigma of when you can eat snacks or food is wild to me.
Like, oh, so this is a good topic because I have thoughts. Yeah.
There's a lot of times where I literally will look at somebody at 7:30 in the morning chugging a Mountain Dew and I'm like, you're what are you doing with your life? And then then I grab my iced caramel macchiato and I suck that thing down that has probably more sugar than the Mountain Dew. Like
probably
the Snickers and the donuts, they're the same thing. Your body sees them as the same thing, but people on the outside will not judge a donut at 7 in the morning. But you try and knock down, or you try and throw a Snickers, they're gonna get all over you. You're Tom, what are you doing with your life?
Dude? Eating it with a fork and a knife.
Yeah. So same thing. Like there are certain foods. Like everybody loves breakfast for dinner, right? Like breakfast for dinner is amazing. But I feel like there's some foods that if you eat at dinner time and it's a breakfast item, people are gonna be like, "What the hell's wrong with you?" So, and you also can't eat a hamburger with French fries in the morning.
So I think, so your note says, yeah, snack judgment based on time. Yeah. I've extended this to meals, and I have this meals, conversation frequently with Brandy. But maybe this will be a surprise. Maybe not, because I've mentioned some of my morning foods on the podcast before. But I've literally been eating burger patties for breakfast lately.
I think.
Like, I have no, I'll eat whatever. Food doesn't have a time. Like,
no.
That's a fact. So to me, food is energy. I like certain foods, but I don't love foods. I'm not emotional with food. So I just want to eat what I want to eat. If I want eggs for dinner, if I want a hard-boiled egg for 3 o'clock when we get off the 4 o'clock when I get off this podcast, like, yeah, let's do it. You know what I mean? Or I'll have a cold piece of antelope steak at 7 in the morning.
I want to flip the script. I want to start the movement of where you eat dinner foods during first thing in the morning, and at the end of the day, you're eating breakfast foods. And just really mess with people. I want a tuna salad sandwich at 7:30 in the morning.
Just eat whatever you want, whenever you want. I had a ribeye steak but at work one day.
Because
I don't care. Here's what I say to myself. I'm always like, if I don't want to be everybody else, then I'm going to do this. And I don't want to be everybody else. I want to be me. So I'm just going to do it.
Do you really say that every day?
No. But when I think somebody's judging me based on that, I'm like,
yeah,
they're not doing this. So. That's fine. They can do them. They can go have a donut.
If calories don't matter, if first thing in the morning you want to knock down 800 calories, why can't it be a piece of pizza?
Well, you know? Cold pizza for breakfast, I mean.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
But you walk into your job with a nice large slice of Hawaiian pizza from Domino's, 7:30 in the morning, people are all over you.
I think they'd be all over if you ordered Domino's delivery at 7:30.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you can, which further goes into big food timing, where pizza joints don't open till lunch. You know, some of the best pizza is breakfast pizza.
Yeah, there's not any people losing their minds going to McDonald's at 7:30 and be like, I need a Big Mac. There are people losing their minds, or were, at 10:01 when they could no longer have breakfast.
And I've been the guy sometimes where I like pull into a taco joint and it's like 9:30 and I don't want a breakfast taco or a breakfast burrito. I just want like, hey, can I get a couple hard shells, dog? And they're like, no. I'm like, you have the ingredients. Your whole menu is based off of four items that you rearrange differently. Give me my damn burrito.
Yep.
But I just think it's, I don't know. I just think like what made me think about it was the teacher's conference. Cause I did see a guy. They had provided breakfast for us the first day, big old breakfast buffet, actually really good breakfast. And some guy walking into the actual breakfast, didn't have breakfast, saw him from afar. You know, I'm a people guy. I like to watch him. Sat at his table with a king size Snickers and a Pepsi.
That's what we have for breakfast. I've seen tons of people do that.
And I was upset, but then I was like, he's eating we're having the same amount of calories probably.
Probably
I had double plate, you know, of course I did, but I'm just like, I don't know. I'm tired of the world judge. I'm tired of big food dictating when things can be eaten.
I'm tired of, okay. So here's a side shoot of this topic. I want to talk about lunch.
Okay.
There's a unwritten set of rules for what a lunch food is.
Yeah.
And I don't like any of them. Any of the rules.
They're unwritten, though.
I want the same thing. Generally, I'm going to want the same food. If we're going to follow the breakfast, lunch, dinner template, I'm going to want the same food that I would normally eat at dinner at lunch. The same, you know, cornucopia of food.
Yeah.
I don't want a white bread sandwich. You know what I'm saying?
That's just racist. I think the one thing about lunch that it differs itself from dinner is like pretty much all foods eating is being eaten while you're sitting down, but lunch kind of has the convertibility because you need to eat it while you're on the run. Like, yeah, you can sit down and have lunch, but most of the time it's like, I'm going to run, grab something. I'm going to work while I'm eating. So it's the convertibility of lunch that differs it from dinner. Dinner's the end of the day. You're done.
You're probably right. Time. That is probably what it is.
A nice white bread sandwich that sticks to the roof of your mouth when you bite into it. Oh, I hate that feeling. But that's easier to knock down than sitting down trying to cut a steak and eat some mashed potatoes.
I mean, it is. You're right.
Speaking of Casey, our friend Casey, I FaceTimed him the other day, right in the middle of the day. I said, Casey, what are you doing? I'm working. Boom, FaceTimed him. He answered because he's getting ready to go to lunch. And on his lunch break, he was going to work out.
Oh, so yeah.
First off, can't relate at all. But also he gets like, we kind of discussed it. Like he really has no time limit on his breaks or on his lunch breaks. Now it's within reason. Like, yeah, if he goes for a 3-hour lunch break this day, maybe he's skipping a couple in the middle of the week. But yeah, he'll go work out and then have lunch and then go back to work. And I'm like, God, that must be nice. I still wouldn't work out if I had that much time. But we only have 40 minutes for lunch. And if you leave a half a second late and you're stuck with all the high school kids in traffic, you're not getting lunch. So true. Like you gotta run to get some lunch. And I also used to know a lot of people that would work out over lunch. And it's just like, you're going to be sweating going back to work. People who ride their bike to work drive me crazy. I just don't get it.
I used to do the occasional, if I need a little more sleep, if I slept or was up late or something, I'd do a lunchtime workout, but I haven't done that for a long time.
Yeah. It's just too sweaty.
Yeah. It's tough. But it's better in the winter.
Then I definitely don't want to go to the gym because then it's just like, I don't want to move any more than I have to in the winter. I limit myself to a certain amount of movement each day, which is weird because like because of coaching and stuff, winter is probably my most active time of the year. But gosh, dude, here's where I'm at, Todd, with like the whole movement and weight loss thing. Summer's when I really want to lose weight. And it has nothing to do with like going to the beach or anything. It's because I want to feel good going into Christmas because I know Christmas is unstoppable. Like I'm going to walk.
All the limitations are lifted.
I'm going to walk through every dessert in the month of December. You know what I mean? So I've got to prep myself. I almost have to lose so much weight that I look sick so that in December when I gain it all back, I'm right where I need to be.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll give that a try this year. Just and like when I had Corona, I didn't lose any weight. Like I was still eating. So nothing can stop this fucking furnace that I got going on. I'm just yucking coal into this thing all day long.
Yep.
Speaking of that, have you seen the advertisement for Clarkson Farms?
I did briefly see it. Yeah. Haven't seen any of the episodes, which I just think came are
out.
Up.
Yeah. Yep. Just came out.
Have you watched any of them?
I'm not. I'm going to start them Monday because I got a whole week of doing nothing again. So I'm going to start those Monday. Probably finish them on Monday.
I don't know what to expect.
It looks pretty funny. And from what I've seen, a lot of people are liking it. So
check nice. It out.
Jeremy Clarkson, the only Top Gear that ever should be talked about is the Jeremy Clarkson and James May and Richard Hammond version. He's got his own sideshow where he bought a farm and him just, if you've seen the show, he's an absolute idiot. So him trying to run a farm is going to be hilarious. So, but
yeah, man, he's a good personality. Entertainer for sure.
Yep. He's old too, man.
So
I'm assuming they're still doing a grand tour, but I don't know.
They're supposed to have I heard about it. Where was it? It might have been Scotland or something that they were supposed to do, but they had some issues during filming, so I don't know if it got completed. And yeah,
gotcha.
I don't know.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
So I had a couple things I was going to throw at you. Maybe it'll be relatively quick. So one of them, which you probably saw. So you saw the Naomi Osaka pulled out of the French Open because she didn't want to talk to the media and then got fined, right?
Yeah.
I have a thought that's maybe unpopular, or a question that the answer may be unpopular. Do you think we should, a lot of people were talking about how brave she was and how we need to respect players' mental health and they shouldn't have to do that, yada, yada, yada. Should we agree with that? Is that true sentiment? Should I feel bad for her?
Yes.
Yes?
I think you should.
Nobody feels bad for me or you if you have anxiety to stand up in front of a classroom. That's part of your job.
I think some people do have sympathy for her.
I don't see people tweeting about it though.
But that's the thing is we're not famous. You know what I'm saying? I think
so. We can only feel bad if we know who you are.
I think the level of fame doesn't change, like it doesn't change them being a person. Like they're still a person. I think what you choose to do with the fame can determine if I should feel bad for you or not. And in her case, like she's done nothing wrong. So I don't have a reason to be like, shut up and play ball or shut up and dribble or you're here to entertain me, you freaking puppet. You know, like some people get into, you know, like I'm definitely not in that level. I'm like, these are people's kids. These are people's sons, daughters, you know, their fathers, their mothers, like they're still humans. Yes, they've chosen to put themselves in the spotlight and chosen to be under scrutiny the whole time, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they need to be scrutinized the whole time. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I do. But I just, I have, she's the highest paid female tennis athlete. Number
$25.
One. $25. Yeah. So, and she's, like you said, she's famous, well known. Yeah. She said before the French Open, like a week or two before, that she was going to do no press. Because it was bad for her mental health.
Right.
She said that. The players know that that's a requirement.
Right.
And so when she didn't do it, I'm sure that the tennis tour was telling her, like, hey, I know you said that, but you know, we've promised all these TV outlets that, yeah, you're gonna, you know, that's part of the deal, right? That's part of the job.
Right. Yeah.
So when you don't show up, you're gonna get fined. And so maybe she said that's fine, but then when she pulled out, like, if I'm the tennis tour, I'm like, seriously, like, I'm not, I don't want you to do this if you're uncomfortable, but you're the star. You know what I mean? Right. That's why people want to watch you play. You should probably figure out how to get over this. Like, I don't know. It just seems weird to me. It doesn't seem like an option in 95% of all other occupations and for the overwhelming majority of people to just be like, no, I'm not going to do that. And then everybody backs you up.
Yeah, I think it definitely happens a lot, and it's just framed a little differently. I mean, the NBA, like, they're like known for it. We're like, oh yeah, I'm not playing tonight, and it's just like, oh yeah, we're just taking tonight off, and then people pay a ton of money for the tickets, and they don't get fined for it for taking the night off. So like, I think if she genuinely was like, hey, I'm not doing the press, and they're like, well, that's part of your contract, whatever. If you break your contract, you get fined. And she was like, yeah, I don't care. I'll be fine. I'm willing to pay $10,000, $20,000 to not have to talk to the press. I think that should be allowed. But it's like, what, like dropping out, same with like, granted, there's other things, but like Tiger Woods dropping out of tournaments because he was injured. I could see it as the same thing. It's like, you got to figure out a way to play. Like, people are here to see you, kind of. Like, I know your back hurts, but like, you know, you can figure it out. if we're going to go down that route.
I would say that would seem to me to be a lot different.
I would say debilitating mental anguish could be worse than back pain, or could be seen as the same as back pain. You know what I mean? Like, we don't know the level of the mental health, where her mental health is at. So if she participates and the press is all over, she goes and shoots herself in the face in a hotel room, you know, I feel like that's worse than just like, oh, my back hurts, I'm just gonna, you know, not, I'm gonna stop playing.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying,
unless Tiger shoots himself in the face because he's in so much pain.
Yeah, I'm not saying that like we just force her to do it. I'm just saying like, there, just like a physical injury, you can recover, you can, you know what I mean,
yeah,
get better at not getting injured, or get better at handling that situation, because when you're the best at something, you're going to be placed into that spotlight. I don't know, it's really hard to talk about because we don't know how that feeling is, because we're not in that position.
I just yeah, absolutely. And I never will be in that position. And I'll be honest, I've had days, not with teaching but other jobs, where like I was in a dark place, and I just straight up told my boss, I was like, I'm not coming in today. And they're like, everything good? It's like, I just need a day. You know what I mean? Like, I'll be there tomorrow. Sorry. But that's why I have days off. I just feel like the stigma of mental health, it's very downplayed, and I don't think it should be. Like, I don't know. It's just weird to me that like, and it's happened a lot in like lower level stuff. Like, one of SDSU's best basketball players in the men's team quit the rest of his season because his mental health was really bad. And like, everybody was just like, what do you mean? And I'm like, you don't know like how bad it is. I just think it sucks, and like, you know, whatever. And people are allowed to have their opinions. My opinion is just that, like, I think it's fine. You know, I do think that there's a way of her backing out and getting her mind right and stuff like that is a way of working out that muscle to be better next time. Like, instead of playing through an injury or playing through a mental illness, you back off, you recover, you train, you know, work on things, and you get come back and you're even better. Some cases, but
yeah,
I don't know.
For sure. I mean, yeah, I don't know. We can leave it at that. I just had that like general thought or question. Because part of me says you kind of know it's coming. You play on this tour, and that the tour requires it. Like, you should get better at it and try to overcome that type of thing. And, you know, it's hard for me to say that, though. Like I said, because we're not there and we don't know that feeling. And but
because
whatever. It was more the reaction that I was interested in, not her actions, but the reaction people had to her.
And I'll jump on your side of it, is just show up. like show up to the press conference and when they say, how you feeling? Just give them one word answers. Good. Hey, I fulfilled my requirement talking to the press. See you later. I'm only here so I don't get fined. You know what I mean? Like you could easily just do that and then walk away and be like, I'm only doing that for a while. Like, hey, I'm talking to the media, but I ain't giving you guys shit. So
yeah, that's true.
But I'll, at the same time, we'll never know. We're not a, she's from Japan and we're not a top of the game internationally with constant pressure and all that stuff. You know what I mean? Like we don't know what was going on. Maybe, you know, for all we know, maybe there was a reporter there that was like harassing her and she just didn't want to deal with it. So she just said no to everybody. I don't know.
Yeah, super possible. The other thing that's wild to think about is we're having this conversation. We're going to post this on the podcast. It won't happen. It's totally possible, though. Somebody could come in, snip out a little clip of audio and be able, you know what I mean? And we could go viral for my take on, you know, those actions being not justified in my opinion. Yeah. That won't happen, probably. No. Probably. No. But dude, I've heard, it's just weird to think about.
That is the world we're in right now, though. It doesn't even have to be. They could just clip, you know, something together where you literally said, you know, talking about food, and you're like, I can't stand. And then they edit it with, and then you just input anything. You put, you know, some racist remark, and it's like Todd loses his job. So it's like, whoops. Yeah. So I don't think that's gonna happen though.
Well, we've said it, so if it happens, we know that. And I don't think we're getting hosed.
I don't think it's a hot enough take. Like if you were to come out and be like, you know, she's straight up, I'm not going to say just in case somebody clips it, but you know, you're completely like blowing her out of the water. Then maybe somebody would be like, oh, that's a little wild. But all you said was like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's pretty middle of the road, you know?
That's cause I'm an inquisitive man. I just want to know.
Yeah. It's good to have conversations about things. As long as, you know, it's reasonable.
Yeah.
Because we're both professionals, so we're not going to say anything on a podcast that's going to, you know, risk us losing our jobs.
No.
But.
So, on a lighter note, I came up with the best. I have these all the time, but I came up with one that I have to share.
Yeah.
I should literally just have my own marketing agency and for, like, large corporations and just work on like how they can like leverage and expand their brand with, you know, almost like memes.
Okay.
It can go a lot of different ways,
but let me stop you before you jump in, because I want to just say this. You do have the opportunity with the podcast to be a marketing genius. You don't have to go somewhere else. You can do it right here.
That's true.
But I digress.
So, and I've had several that I thought of, but this one is hilarious. And it's not hilarious. It's an amazing idea. So there's an energy drink currently on the market that's gotten quite a bit bigger in the last 3 years.
Okay.
They need somebody to get a hold of a famous sportscaster.
I know exactly where you're going with this.
Why do we not have commercials with Mr. Mike Breen going bang and then bang energy drink? Why does that not exist?
I mean, your guess is as good as mine. Maybe he costs too much. Maybe they've reached out and he doesn't want to have anything to do with it. I don't know.
Mike Breen seems like a pretty straight up guy. By the way, I love the Mike Breen bang.
I do too. I'll take a Mike Breen bang any day.
Me too.
But he's also, you got to think that there's a lot of people that don't know the Mike Breen bang.
That's hard to say fast.
It is. He's exclusive to the NBA. And the NBA is not the most liked sport by any means.
Well, there's a lot of, what's and ifs. But yeah, I feel like it's a match made in heaven.
I definitely agree.
We could even have a Mike Breen flavor.
Dude, I hate Bang Energy, by the way.
I actually have never had one.
Here's the take, though. I've never had one either. But I watch enough 14 and 15-year-olds chug 6 or 7 of them throughout the day that it like makes me want to vomit. Like, dude, the kids just chug energy drinks these days. I haven't had an energy drink since 2015 because, like, the last one I had, my heart, like, almost stopped. So I just, like, I was like, I'm not doing it anymore.
I'll occasionally grab a sugar-free Red Bull, but it'll be the tiny one if I'm, like, really dragging.
Red Bull is one of the worst, too, dude.
Yeah, but that's why I get the tiny one. It's only in a pinch when I'm really struggling.
Yeah. What else you got? You got any other ones?
I do, but that was my favorite one, so.
Yeah.
I'll keep thinking about it, though.
Okay. I was going to run this by a... I've talked about the Burger King chicken sandwich, right?
Yes.
It's pretty dang good. Recently, Burger King threw a little shade at Chick-fil-A.
I think I heard about it.
And I actually whoever runs the Twitter accounts or social media accounts of like major fast food chains should deserve raises. Like the people who run Wendy's, like Chick-fil-A, Burger King, like the one I'm reading right now, Chick-fil-A tweeted, per usual, will be closed on Super Bowl Sunday, no exceptions. Burger King replied, don't worry, everyone, we will be open, per usual. Chick-fil-A replied to that one and said, awfully bold of you to assume people actually care if you're open on Sundays or not. So, like, people, they just clap back at each other all the time.
Those are hilarious.
Yeah, so there's some funny ones. So, Burger King... I lost the tweet. Oh, Burger King tweeted out because of, you know, the chicken sandwich, but it was during Pride Month, even on Sundays, in parentheses, your chicken sandwich craving can do good. We're making a donation to the HRC for LGBTQ+ rights for every chicken sold. And so, like, it's like this whole thing because Chick-fil-A is, like, known to be against... because of religious stuff, be against a lot of that same-sex marriage and all that.
Yep.
And I felt like that one was like a good one. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so it's a pretty topical dig for sure.
It's topical and it's not attacking their food anymore. It's like attacking like generally like their company. So I love when companies just do that to each other. Like, I feel like there's genuine hate between some of these companies, and that just makes me happy. So
it'd be a tough job because, like, you just step over the line and you're just fired.
Yeah, you say something horrible.
Like, that's just, like, that is on the line, that one that you just read.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure, and you know, it probably goes through 25 people before they actually hit tweet, but.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. I'm just reading some of these tweets now. So Triscuit, when Wendy's went on this like big roasting thing, Triscuit, the snack, the cracker snack, tweeted at Wendy's and was like, go ahead and try and roast us. It's not like we haven't heard all the wicker furniture comments before. Wendy's comes back with, rebranding sandpaper as a snack was actually genius, to be honest. Just like, just somebody sitting on the other end and they just like hit it. And then I just picture them like leaning back in their chair and they're like, boom.
There's not even competitors though. They're just slamming each other.
Yeah, exactly. Like they don't even need to be talking to each other. Oh man.
It'd be like an MLB team slamming an NFL team.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of,
at least in that case, you can have city like loyalties. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yep. Where was the one that I read? Oh, it was like Microsoft Bing, like the awful search engine. So they reached out, hey, Wendy's roast us, and they just wrote, "Congrats on being the number one search engine site that comes up when people misspell Google." Like they're just freaking. Just, you can't even say anything. They just clap everybody.
Yep.
So.
That'd be a fun job. Probably make big money too.
You know what's kind of crazy? It's just like the social media world now is like, you can reach out to anybody at any time. I mean, I could tweet at LeBron right now. He might not read it. He might. You know, I could tweet at LeBron right now and just be like, yo, dog, your ass. And like, let's just say he's having one of those days where he's like, I'm going to just kind of look through some stuff. And that one just hits him a little sideways and he replies to me. It's like Kevin Durant on Twitter, the yep. most triggered guy on the planet. I just think that's funny. I could tweet Donald Trump right now. Can I?
Is he banned? No, he's banned.
I could have tweeted Donald Trump. So that's just a weird time. That's a weird phase of life to be in where I have access to like people, you know what I mean? 24 hours a day. I can make somebody's phone buzz at 1 a.m. and it just, it's just something stupid.
At what level of followership do you turn off all post notifications? It's got to be like pretty low.
Well, if you're famous, you probably never even have them on.
That's what I'm saying. Like even like a, well, yeah, even like a social media famous person after.
Yeah.
It's got to be a low number. I'd say low thousands.
Yeah, I'd say 10,000.
Yeah, I was thinking 5.
And depending on what you're posting, if you're like yep. a gorgeous chick posting your ass on the internet every day, you're turning it on after you're turning it off after like 5 followers.
Yeah.
So anyways,
so I got another one for you.
Yeah.
Another topic. Sports betting.
Okay.
Online sports betting
in South Dakota
and Wyoming.
Yeah, true.
Both are not yet up and running.
Redwood's close.
I think I read Wyoming's are hoping by September.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Really?
I'm going to download like FanDuel or something and definitely going to be looking for those weird, like high odds ones. And the one that I'm really excited about is golf.
But can't you already win money on FanDuel anyways?
No, it's not legal. It won't load. You can't use the app in your state because it uses your GPS.
No way.
Yeah. You can do fantasy sports, DFS or whatever.
Yeah, but there's like the ones where you like pick a squad for like that Sunday's NFL games and however they perform, you win money if they
hit. Yeah, that's fantasy. Yeah. Yep. That's not considered.
So that's not considered sports bet. Okay, right. I got you then. So you're thinking like when the Dubois Rams play the 10 Sleep. What are they? 10 Sleep? Bighorns? Longhorns?
What is Tensley?
I don't know. I feel like I know every mascot except for Tensley. Tensley High School. Because I was thinking about it the other day. Like
Herders? Herders.
Oh, the Herders. That's stupid.
Is it?
I think so. Sounds right. yeah, so if you see an upset, well, you can't bet on high school sports, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I just think like, it'll get really interesting with, I think there's a lot of cool, like, and I keep seeing people, you probably see them on like Instagram, people will post their FanDuel ticket and, the Pioneers, they'll post their FanDuel ticket. It was like Jordan Clarkson makes 3 threes. This guy scores 20 points and these guys win. And it'll be like plus 3000 odds or something. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Just randomness. So
throw a dollar down and see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea. I next thing I know, Todd's going to be living in a cardboard box because I feel like sports gambling is a slippery slope.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, I'll check it out. I guess I didn't realize that fantasy was like different. So gotcha.
Be weird. It'll be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why is also it not like, legal everywhere? God, that's weird.
I don't know. I don't know why a lot of things are not legal, to be honest. I mean, yeah. We're medical marijuana is about to be legal in the state. But like nobody there won't be any licenses handed out to like October or whatever for shops.
Oh.
And I'm just like, why isn't every state just like at least medical marijuana? But also, dude, I heard some wild rules. That South Dakota did not think of that they're like trying to rewrite and figure out. Basically, like anybody at any age can get a medical marijuana license. Like if you're 15 and your parents are there, you can get a license and you can bring it to school with you and give it to the school nurse or the office in case you need it. Yeah.
That's wild.
There's one too where if you get caught with weed. And before your trial, you go and get a medical marijuana license. You, like the cases are out the window.
Nice.
Yeah, so they got some kinks in the hose to work out. But
yep, sounds like it.
They'll figure it out.
Who knows? I feel like it'll never be voted. Someday it will, but it'll be Wyoming will be like dead last.
Dude, I thought Utah was going to be dead last. They proved me wrong.
Yep.
Did you know that, you know how alcohol in Utah is weird?
Yeah, it's like 3-2 beer, yeah.
Well, yeah, and like some of the rules, like they can't make a mixed drink in front of people. Like there's like no liquor. You can't like buy liquor at like most places or whatever. You can only drink it. You can only have one drink at a time at restaurants and stuff.
Yep.
They also have this contraption that they put on their bottles when they're pouring shots that like counts and like limits the amount of alcohol that comes out of that bottle. So like if you couldn't over pour even if you tried.
I think I've seen those before.
Yeah. It's like movable. You can like move it to any bottle.
Yep.
But also you just don't put it on one and pour out whatever. But freaking Utah.
Pretty crazy. Well,
I was looking through the list and I just want to touch on this one real quick because it's from a while back. Has there ever been a time in your life where you didn't wipe your ass?
I've got to think there was. I'm trying to think though.
Like whether it be a clean run or I've got nothing and I got to figure out, I got to man up and get somewhere where I can get this taken care of.
So, okay, this is probably too much info, but I'm going to share it anyways.
Never.
I had a situation once where I was doing housework on my parents' house in Sundance, and they were gone, and they were trying to sell it, and I was doing the walkthrough repairs. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I just got hit, like a gut, something got me, and I had to use the bathroom, but the house was empty, like nothing, no toilet papers. Okay. And I was like, this is bad. So I was like, here's my options. I either got to take a sock off.
Okay.
And I was like, it might be coming to that. And I better check my car. I might have something in there. And I had to use some like fast food napkins.
Well, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
I made it work for sure. Have you ever toilet paper rolled like the cardboard?
Nope.
I've done that once. I can't ever think of a time where I didn't, like absolutely didn't. But I do know there's times where the Loaf and Jug in Gillette. I've probably told this story before, but I shut that side of town down after a dump that I took there once. The plumbing in that quadrant of town was down. And I was so, because I heard somebody jingle the door, like, chicka-chicka, oh, sorry. So I was so nervous that there was going to be somebody coming in after me. That I went fast. Like I wanted them for some reason in my mind, they weren't going to be able to smell when they walked in the room. So I just was like, if I go fast enough, they'll just think I took a pee pee.
Yep.
I remember wiping and just getting the job done and then getting out and then just no eye contact on the way out, just burning rubber on the way out. I stopped. I got on right before the interstate there was another gas station. It was like by Wendy's. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I pulled into that gas station for the rewipe. Like it wasn't bad. I wasn't like sitting in a mess, but I knew I could have done better if I had more time. So I went in, took, you know, re-upped, and then I got a couple things. And then I, you know, just like a normal human being. And then I just see like 12 police cars flying down the street towards the Loaf and Jug. But I don't think I've ever not wiped. Which also brings me to, so you use napkins. That's pretty good. Have you ever one square wiped? Like what's the least amount you can use to wipe? Or have you tried the least amount?
No, I don't think I've ever had that. I've never had that issue.
So when the show's over, I need you to try. I want to see if you can one square it.
I don't need that risk in my life.
If that's the biggest risk in your life, I think you're going to be okay. I've tried a one square, but it has to be a normal day. It can't be a fiber day or a sketchy sushi from a gas station day. It's got to be like a normal day. Try the one wiper, the one, you know, sheet, and then see where you get in life.
No, I'm not doing that.
It's, I mean, yeah, you know, if you don't want to live life on the edge, just don't do it. I don't know what, I don't know where I was at in my life that made me write that down in the notes. Like, did I have a day where I didn't wipe? And I was like, I wonder if Todd's never wiped.
I just imagine that there's somebody out there that's so cheap that they just make themselves deal with it with one square.
I would almost venture that there's somebody out there that doesn't even own toilet paper or a bidet. And they only schedule poops before showers.
Or they bring home fast food napkins. Free ones.
Yeah, dude, they are free. Man, imagine that, like, circle of life. Like, you go to McDonald's, get the filet of fish. Get the filet of fish with the napkins. And then hours later, you're using those same napkins to clean up the filet of fish. Like, what an efficient person you've become.
That's a circle of life.
Yeah. I only wipe with whatever I ate with. It's just the McDonald's bag.
forgot them. You got to use a wrapper.
Or you just go in the McDonald's bag. Dude, yeah, you go in the McDonald's bag. You know,
you could save water, like, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Cinch it up like it's a lunch that you're going to have the next day and throw it in there. Then McDonald's in, McDonald's out.
The next time you pull up to the drive-thru, you can hand it back.
That didn't sit well. Oh, man. We can definitely go from hot topics to literal dump talk at a drop of a hat. So.
Yep.
What else you got on that list?
I don't know, man. You got anything?
Well, I did. There's two that I'm eyeballing because I just don't know the reference. Maybe I wrote one. I don't think I did. There's swinging a hammer, and then where the fuck is all the ice? I don't know the context of either of those.
I lost my mind the other day, and I wrote the ice one down. God, I had two separate occurrences where I ran out. Like on a Friday, grabbed like a six pack of something for Brandon and I to sit around the fire pit. And I just wanted to throw it in my Yeti and throw a little ice on it. And I went to four places, couldn't find bagged ice.
Wait, you don't have ice in your house?
No, just trays, man. I don't have a fridge that makes ice.
Oh, yeah. Well, over here in the Yost Mansion, we have the fridge that makes ice.
You have actual ice machine in your house?
Yeah, we have a person... We have a person that just, all he does all day long is he just fills up buckets of ice, puts them in our walk-in freezer, takes them out, and then he hand chips them into perfect spheres, and then he puts those in our drinks. That's what we got here.
Can you imagine back in the day when somebody had to actually keep ice stocked on like everybody's bar cart because refrigerators were and freezers were too hard to come by?
That's pretty crazy.
It wasn't that long ago. It was like 60 years ago.
Yeah. I don't understand how people... survived up until like 60 years ago.
Just drank everything hot.
Yeah, and there was no refrigeration, so you just put everything in like salt and in the earth. It's like, what are you doing?
Anyways, on the ice thing, like, yeah, I lost my mind and I was super pissed. And then it happened again a week later. So something's going on in the world. Where is all the ice? Are people not making ice?
It's global warming. It's just, there's no ice.
Something's going on. Yeah, take a look the next time you go to a gas station if they got freaking ice in their cooler.
Well, I don't understand the ice situation at most gas stations because they're never locked. So like are people have to be just stealing ice.
Gosh, you would think.
And then it's also like why am I paying $5 for frozen water? It's not like it's like water from, you know, Iceland that's frozen and then shipped here. It's just water from the pond that happened to be like, you know, next to the guy's truck when he filled up his buckets. I just don't like, why are we paying for ice?
Somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to make it.
A lot. We go through ice a lot in this house and our ice machine keeps up. So that's pretty nice. But I don't know.
How big is it though? Could you fill a cooler though?
Yeah. After like a day.
Yeah.
No, you could definitely fill a cooler. Like two cycles. Yeah. You could fill a cooler.
Yeah, that would be nice, like, if I had something like that to do. Because, like, yeah, I just need a little, like, it doesn't even have to be a giant cooler. Just like a small Yeti or something.
Yeah. And then you get water out of there, too. Shooey.
Missing
out.
Need
to get a new fridge, Todd.
Yep. Oh, speaking of new stuff.
Yeah.
Got a new couch.
Living room couch?
Yes.
Wow.
Stepped up to the big leagues. Got a real adult couch, like a good one.
Did you go to a furniture store?
Yeah.
God, that's a freaking annoying process.
It is. It's and, so overpriced. Had to Facebook book marketplace the old one because otherwise it was going to the dump. So we just literally put it up for free. Actually got somebody that they wanted it and came and got it. So that happened. I don't like that process, by the way. I hate having to pay attention to see who's asking if it's still available. And I hate. Yeah. Ugh,
there was a guy, don't know what state, Minnesota, Missouri, something like that, who was going to sell his four-wheeler on Facebook Marketplace. Showed up dead.
What?
Yeah, some guy killed him, sold the four-wheeler, which is like, I mean, yeah, you could create a fake profile and get away with it probably, but some places in big cities have like Facebook Marketplace exchange points that are like at a police station where it's like well lit, there's cameras, you're at a police station, you know, that's just where the transactions go down. But
I thought about that, but I don't know how you sell a couch at a place like that.
Well, the couch does look nice.
Yeah, man, fits the room. It's nice.
Dude, I hate the going into those furniture stores. How are they still open? Like, you bought a couch from them, and, you know, to fit in your mansion, that's probably, what, a $500,000 couch.
It was expensive.
So, like, there's no way that one couch is keeping the lights on that place for a month. Because, no, like, you never see people in those places.
Oh, we went on a Memorial Day, and it was packed.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. So they're making all their money on big sale weekends, right?
Probably, yeah. Because I mean, who knows what the couch probably cost $20 to make, but it was marked down 50%, and it still costs like a small fortune.
Yeah, dude, that stuff's crazy expensive.
Yeah, we got a real Italian leather.
Did you have it delivered?
Yep, we did.
Nice, good choice.
So I had to get that old one out of there before they showed up.
Yeah, and you have a unique situation too, because the pooches love the couch. So any couch you give away is going to be more dog hair than cushion.
Yeah, we cleaned it really well. It was actually looked pretty good other than it was a cheap one. So like fake leather. So all that synthetic leather was just like peeling.
Yeah. But I remember that couch. Yeah. Nice. That's a big upgrade.
Yeah.
You need a new fridge though, dude.
I know. Next thing
like
maybe.
The fridge technology out there is insane. But it's also like more things that can go wrong and break down. So
I'm gonna wait for the value of the dollar to get a little better before I buy anything else.
Okay.
Everything costs like $1 million right now.
It's true.
But wait for we can talk about this on Sunday, but man, look out because everything's gonna get expensive, food and everything. So
I know. And that's the one thing, like food getting expensive, like we're screwed. we're just gonna work to pay for food.
Yeah,
because that's all we do in this house. So
yeah, no joke.
Yeah, I think we'll get together again on Sunday, and we'll throw it in the ocean on Sunday as well. Maybe do it, you know, like a little nice back-to-backer, and we'll hit some of the other topics we didn't get to, and think the people will be happy.
That's right.
Anything else?
Oh, no, man, that's it. I wanted to get one out there, and then we'll try to get back on track Sunday. And yeah, good to catch up. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah, gonna go throw some food on the grill and kind of just enjoy the evening and head into the weekend. So by the way, I'll save it for Sunday. No, okay. I'm gonna ask it now because I'm curious. Are you playing the new season of Fortnite?
I turned it on, played two games.
Okay. Gotcha.
Probably play tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why I wondered, but I just saw a new season came out. So
Aliens. So
yeah.
We gotta buy new logos for each of our grills that just say the ocean. And then you can just say, I'm gonna go throw some food in the ocean.
There you go.
Throw
Let's
it in.
Let's do it. You're the marketing guy. See if you can get somebody down it.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, everybody. Thanks again, Todd. Always a pleasure having a conversation with you. If you do decide to clip this podcast into little pieces to make us look bad, at least share it with some other people so we get some more followers. But but yeah, another one of the books. We'll be back soon. Sorry for the delay, but everybody go enjoy your summer. Go splash in the water. Go freaking get a little sunburn. You know, have a good time.
Definitely.
All right, everybody. Well, until next time, we will keep throwing it in the ocean. I don't have a good sign out yet for the podcast. So, see ya!